The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
Welcome back to Colby, Kansas, where we have the Class 181 Girls State Championship game coming up in about 15 minutes as Frankfort is set to take on Little River. It was a big win for the Wildcats yesterday. They defeated South Gray 48-31, and in that game, Hattie Gross went for 18 points. She had 10 in the first half and had 6 in the fourth quarter to help them pull away. And it was that fourth quarter that was the reason why they were able to get the win, as they outscored South Gray 19-4 in that fourth quarter. And they held the Rebels to just 8 points in the entire second half as they outscored them 25-8. Sydney Wapp had 10 points as well. And kind of before we get to more details about the individual point totals, Gross, with her 18 points, she went 6-17. From the floor in total, 1-6 from beyond the arc and 5-5 from the free throw line. As for Sydney Wapp, she was 3-5 shooting with a couple of free throw makes with 6 rebounds. Also 9 points for Greeley Ebert as well. She was pretty efficient in this one. She was 3-7 from the floor, 2-2 from beyond the arc, and 1-2 from the free throw line with 7 rebounds. Also 6 points for Emma Hardwick. And in her performance, she went 3-7 from the free throw line, 4-6 from the free throw line, and 5 points for Ashlyn Dollinghouse, or excuse me, 2 points for Ashlyn Dollinghouse. Nope, she had 5. She had 5 in the fourth quarter, so Ashlyn, she had 5. So overall, a really solid performance. They went into the locker room at halftime, tied 23-23, and they went into the fourth quarter. They were leading 29-27. And it was that fourth quarter that made the difference. And they were really dominant inside the paint. They outscored the Rebels 14-8 in the zone. And second chance points were big as they outscored South Gray 10-2. The Wildcats had 10 offensive rebounds in the game compared to South Gray's just 3. That was another big factor in that game as well. And while they won't have the size in this game, they certainly have the athleticism. Sydney Wapp is going to have her work cut out for her in the post. She'll need some help to take care of the 6 Redskins that are 5'10 or taller. This is a big challenge for anybody that Little River plays, and big reason why they're 25-0 is because of the size that they possess. And we'll talk some more about Little River and their win over Centralia yesterday. We'll talk about that coming up in just a few minutes. Let's step aside here on the MSB Sports Radio Network.
This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Downtown Seneca's Best Apparel, Footwear, and Accessory Store. We believe in the power of community and the importance of supporting our local businesses. When you shop with us, you're not just buying apparel, footwear, and accessories. You're investing in your local community. At Fitted, we help you feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted with us, and be a part of something bigger. Stop by and see why people come back time and time again to visit with our friendly staff. Shop small, shop local, shop fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
When's the last time you reviewed your insurance policy and rates? Brian Green here, your local Allstate agent serving Northeast Kansas. I'm here to ensure you have the coverage you need at the right price. Don't wait. Call me and my team today to discuss your policy and explore potential savings. Your peace of mind is just a call away. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency, representing Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner, committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. And welcome home to Community National Bank.
Your project starts here at Saw Walmart Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. stop by Saltwater Lumber in Seneca and purchase any carpet of any kind and upgrade to our top-of-the-line pink pad for no additional charge. Our top-of-the-line pink pad features memory foam for ultimate comfort. Enhance your space and extend the life of your carpet with the quality material and expertise that only Saltwater Lumber provides. This opportunity is only available for a limited time, so stop by today. Transform your home where every improvement begins with Saltwater Lumber in Seneca.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Gansaland Radio.
Back here in Colby, Class 181, Girls State Championship coming up in a matter of minutes. Here at Fluffy with you, Kirk Hillman back in the booth. Well, taking a look at Frankfort's opponent, the Little River Redskins. They are 25-0 on the season. And they came away with a 50-42 win over Centralia yesterday afternoon. Biggest part of the game for the Redskins was their dominance in the paint. They outscored the Panthers 20-8 in the zone. They shot 37.5% while holding Centralia to just 20.5%. And they shot 69% from the free throw line. A big reason for that is Elena Eck. She shot 12 for 16 from the free throw line yesterday, and Eck with 20 points. She did kind of struggle to shoot overall, though. She shot 4 for 14 from the floor, but as mentioned, still solid, though, with 20 points. 14 points as well for Erica Feldman. She had 5 field goal makes out of 10 tries. She was 2 for 5 from beyond the arc and made a pair of free throws as well. Also got 6 points from Aubrey Olander to boot. Fourth quarter, Little River was able to outscore Centralia 14-8 as Little River had just a 2-point lead going into the fourth quarter. Things kind of snowballed out of control for the Panthers, and as a result, Little River was able to remain composed and come away with the victory. And I mentioned the sheer length that the Redskins possess. They have Phelan Raleigh, Ashley Stevenson, Avery Lafferty, and Lucy Wright, all at 5'10". Erica Feldman is 6'1", and Aubrey Olander is 6'2". And this is a senior-laden squad as well, with 5 seniors, no juniors, also 5 sophomores and 2 freshmen. So a very experienced squad, but they'll also have some pieces to bring back a pretty darn good team next year as well. And as for Frankfort, they also have a bunch of seniors to boot. They have 6 seniors on the roster. And they're hoping that that experience helps them here this evening as well. All right, let's step aside for a couple minutes, and we'll come back with starters and scores from around the area here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
At Honeyman Ford in Seneca, they've expanded their service base to handle whatever you require, from simple oil changes and maintenance jobs to the most complex services needed. Honeyman Ford has made the investment in buildings and factory Ford trained technicians that make it easier and faster for you. Just one more reason to buy at Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
The Telephone Lifeline Program, often referred to as Lifeline, is a government initiative aimed at providing affordable telephone service to low-income individuals and their families. It ensures that everybody has access to basic communication services. Lifeline offers discounted phone services to eligible participants, helping bridge the digital divide and promote inclusivity. Contact JBN Telephone Company today at 785-866-2310 to see if you qualify. JBN Telephone Company, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955. It's almost time for the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on March 16th. With spots, crosses, and Burks, over 50 head to choose from. Contact Joe Lamberson today at 785-851-0781. Hope to see you there at the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on Saturday, March 16th.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
KMZA.
Back here at Colby, getting you ready for the Class 181 Girls State Championship game between Frankfort and Little River. But first, looking at some of the final scores from around the area, Axtell able to get third place at State in Great Bend. They defeated Dighton 80-72. And a game before this one, Centralia girls victorious over South Gray 58-52. So a third place finish for Dusty Thompson's crew. In Class 2A, Riverside, they fall short in the championship game for the second consecutive season. They lose to Wichita Independent, final score 58-39. Also in Class 2A, Valley Heights, they fall short in the third place game against St. Mary's Colgan, 58-47. In Class 3A, Silver Lake, girls about to take on Heston. That'll be at 6:15 along with our game. And elsewhere, Atchison in Class 4A, they finished up their game against Baldwin, in which they finished third, Salina, 61-50. Those are your scoring updates brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. We're timed up in your vehicle. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. And we're going to have the starting lineups now. First, let's get to the Little River Redskins. Number 4, a 5'10 senior, Ashley Stevenson. Number 5, a 5'6 senior, Elena Eck. Number 12, a 6'2 senior, Aubrey Olander. Number 15, a 5'9 sophomore, Havana Olander. And number 24, a 6'1 sophomore, Erica Feldman. So once again, the starters are Stevenson, Eck, Aubrey, and Havana Olander, and Feldman. And the Redskins are head coached by Cy Ross. And for the Frankfort Wildcats, they'll start like this. Number 1, a 5'9 senior, Sydney Walk. Number 11, a 5'7 junior, Greeley Evers. Number 12, a 5'5 senior, Emma Hardwick. Number 22, a 5'9 senior, Hattie Gross. And number 23, a 5'8 senior, Lexi Dollinghouse. So the starters again for Frankfort are Walk, Everett, Hardwick, Gross, and Lexi Dollinghouse. The Wildcats are head coached by Brian Everts. The Wildcats are the visitors as the 16, so they are with their visiting colors here, the red on reds. And as for Little River, they're with their white on whites. Redskins have the red letters and numbers with the black outline and the black and red and white stripes down the left and right side. And for the Wildcats, they have the white letters and numbers with the gray trim. And the Wildcat script down the left leg. And the Wildcat logo on the right thigh with the Nike Swoosh logo there as well. And hardly ever do you see matching shoes anymore, but the Frankfurt Wildcats do have matching gray sneakers. Make them look nice and unified. And the Redskins, although they don't have matching sneakers, I guess some of them do. Some of them have matching sneakers. Kind of a, on one shoe, it's a white or a gray with pink stripes kind of on both sides with some yellow mixed in, which is kind of an interesting combination. So, but there are a few girls for Little River that do not have those shoes as well. So Sydney Watt being announced here, and she is going to need to be big here this evening in 5'9", and take on the height that Little River has. Of the starters, they have two girls that are over 6 foot, and then you have Stevenson, who is 5'10". Definitely going to need some help, and then trying to contain Elena Eck as well. It'll be interesting to see if maybe put Emma Hardwick or maybe Patty Gross on Elena Eck, because she is quick. She can get to the basket in a heartbeat. She has a killer mid-range game. She can finish around the cup, and on top of that, she can make a three-point shot whenever needed. And looking at her stats on the season, I mean, the stats, they really do speak for themselves, averaging 14.5 points per game, shooting 50% from the field and 26% from beyond the arc. And not to mention, she's a really good defender. That quickness helps her in that area, not just quickness with her feet, but her hands as well, as she averages 5 steals per game to boot. And we're getting past the 6:15 mark. We're still waiting for all the starters to be announced. Looks like we are ready to go. So, again, the starters from Frankfurt, it's Sydney Watt, Breely Ebert, Emma Hardwick, Hattie Gross, Lexi Dolignow, Little River, Ashley Stevenson, Elena Eck, Aubrey Olander, Havana Olander, and Erica Feldman. Eck with 20 points yesterday. Shooting 12 of 16 from the free throw line, but struggling from the floor, making just 4 field goals out of almost 20 attempts. Coach Everett getting final words in. And here they come onto the floor as our tournament set to conclude the penultimate game here in Colby. The number one overall seed, the Little River Redskins, and the 6 seed, Frankfurt Wildcats, Class 181 State Tournament Championship. There's the whistle. Dolignow's jumping for the Wildcats. Olander tipping for Little River, and it's won by Lexi Dolignow. Frankfurt with the first possession. Here's Gross at the top of the key as I have the Little River suit behind me. Ebert will hand it off to Hardwick. To Hattie Gross going left, driving, bounce pass, nice find for Sydney Watt. Layup is too strong off the glass. Rebound for Little River. Watt struggled in the first half of their game yesterday. Then she finished strong with the only 2 field goal makes in the fourth quarter were from Sydney Watt. They were able to make 9 free throws, though. Driving right. Underneath the basket attack. Shot up good. There's the blow by getting past Emma Hardwick. Just like I was telling you, she's quick. Here comes Hardwick back the other way, though. Bounce back. Everett far side. She's blocked. Gets her on miss. And now it's a jump ball. And it'll be Redskin basketball. This is going to be a difficult set for Frankfurt for sure. Frankfurt likes to penetrate on the dribble drive and finish around the cup, but it's going to be a difficult day doing that with the length that Redskins have on the defensive side with Olander and Feldman. Stevenson driving right, kick. Savannah Olander, defended by Watt. Passes it back to Eck, defended by Hardwick. Behind the back dribble. Here's a 3, Havana Olander. Left side, no good. Nice block up by Hattie Gross, loose on the floor. And a foul against Little River. Terrific box out by Hattie Gross. And that one, that foul goes against Erica Feldman. First foul of our ball game. 6:36 remaining in quarter number 1, 2-0, Little River. Gross across that court is double-teamed. Buck door, back door, pass, nice flipper, ever finds it, he walks with, good and one! Needed to get her going early and often. Sydney Wop with the first basket for Frankfurt in the state championship. She will go to finish off this three-point play. Shooting 69% from the free throw line, and it is good. Frankfurt with their first lead of the championship. You know what she can do. Scored 22 points against South Gray in the first round last year, shooting 8 for 10 from the free throw line. That's the top of the key to X. She dropped it, but picked it back up. Sent it by Hardwick, pass near side corner, 2-3 zone. This is looking like for a split second, but it's actually man-to-man. Far side wing, X drives, spins outside, gets bumped, nothing called. Kick it out. Float pass, too tall for Feldman, into the hand of Sydney Wop. They force the turnover, here comes Patty Rose. To her left, that's the top of the key to Hardwick. Drives left, pass, near side corner. Going out, thought about it, and gives it inside to Wop. The near side block. Nice move. Spinning, fade away, good. Sydney Wop again. She's got all five of the points. It's 5-2. Beautiful fake spin to the outside, spin back to the middle. Fade away jumper, Sydney Wop, 8 feet. Gorgeous move by the 5'9 senior. Olander to Havana. Olander, far side corner three. That's short. Long rebound, Emma Hardwick. Outlet to Breely Ebert. Drive left side, and she traveled. Nothing there on that dribble drive. And it will be Redskin ball. Here's Elena Eck bringing it up across half court, dribbling to the near side wing. She's going to fire a three right off the bat. No good. Rebound, Sydney Wop. She had to poke three, though, into the hands of Eck. Her shot's no good. Rebound, Breely Ebert. Ebert up the far side. Ebert coming to the near side, going to hand it off to Hardwick. Now hand it off to Groves. She thought about it, now looking to penetrate. Left side. Spin, turnaround, jumper. Good! Patty Groves with her first basket of the championship game. It's 7-2. Frankfurt, 7-0 run. Far side wing for Havana Olander, lob inside for Aubrey Olander, kick it out. Havana drives right side in the lane, shot up, that's no good. Rebound Aubrey, putback is good. Aubrey Olander, a 1,000-plus point scorer in her career. Gross pass across that court. Crossover pass near side. Wide open look for Breely Ebert for three. Short. Loose on the floor, trying to get her own miss, and it's going to be a jump ball. And possession arrow favors Frankfurt. Ashton Dollinghouse will make her championship debut. And she will come in for Sydney Wop to give her a break. Frankfurt competing in their first championship game since 1981. Inbound, Breely Ebert, top of the key. Just inside the three-point line, hands it back. Ashton Dollinghouse going to try a three right off the bench. That's short. Long rebound, far side for Erica Feldman. X from the near side wing. Top of the key. Feldman from the far side. This is Alan Strecker in the game. X drives left. Kicks it out. Three on the way. Erica Feldman. Good. Left-handed. 6'1" sophomore. Erica Feldman takes the first three of the game for the Redskins. And we are tied 7-7. Bounce pass is thrown away. Lexi Dollinghouse tried to pass in the low block to the far side elbow to Hattie Gross, and it was picked off. 3:05 to go. Drive left side, flipping it up. Good, and one for Adeline Sprinker. And a 7-0 run right back. 3:03 to go. First quarter, Sydney Watt checking right back in. In for Lexi Dollinghouse. Free throw for the sixth man for Little River is good. 10-7, Little River. Bounce pass far side to Hardwick. To the near side, Teddy Gross. Gives it back to Hardwick. Spins left, driving. Pass far side wing, Everett. High post can't block. Goes to work from the far on the block. Kick out to Hardwick. Flashing in the paint, making the catch to Teddy Gross, and she lays it up and in. Teddy Gross now with 4, and it's 10-9. Been a game of runs so far. That brings us to just a 1-point Redskin lead. Aubrey Oander lobs inside to Feldman. Shot from inside the paint is good. Feldman now with 5. 12-9 Redskin. Ashley Dolling out. Cross that 4 to Hattie Gross. From the top of the key. Side 3-point line. Hands it off Hardwick. Looking to drive. Kick. Ever. Near side corner. Dribbles to the wing, all the way to the far side. Bounce pass out to Dollinghouse. Ashton Dollinghouse now drives. Left in the paint. Bounce pass to Watt. That range jumper is good. Another one for Sydney Watt. She's got 7. Frankfurt back within 1 with 1:50 to go in the opening quarter. Head coach Cy Rolfe calls out the play for Little River. That goes right. Kick to the corner. Driving. Ben Olander, no good on the left side on a floater. No good offensive rebound for Strecker. Left pass is stolen away. Here comes Hardwick, left side. Layup in transition is swatted away by Erica Feldman. A significant size disadvantage. Hardwick is 5'5". And Feldman is 6'1". And Hardwick shaking up on that play. She seems to be okay. And Lexi Donghouse will check in for her to give her some time after that. Probably won't have her out very long. And here's the inbound to Sydney Watt. Saw the key and a pushing foul on the inbound. Defending the inbound was Avery Lafferty. Avery Lafferty standing at 5'10". Just a freshman. And that foul will be the 13th foul. Inbound. Collected out of bounds. And it will stay with Wildcat. Here's the inbound to Gross. She almost lost it and picked it back up. Near side, just in front of me on the wing. Hands it off. Action calling out to the corner. A timeout called by Coach Everett. That was a broken possession. Smart timeout by Coach Everett. And we'll take it as well with 1:19 to go in the first quarter. Frankfurt trails 12-11 in the championship game. We'll step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Calling all ranchers and livestock owners. Safeguard your herd with livestock risk protection insurance. Protect your investment against market volatility and unexpected losses. Whether you raise cattle or pigs, ensure your livelihood with coverage tailored to your needs. Don't leave your profits to chance. Secure your future in the barn and the market. Livestock risk protection, because your animals and your bottom line deserve the best defense. Call SBS Insurance now to fence in your financial security.
KMZA.
1:19 to go in the first quarter. 12-11, Little River leading Frankfurt. Everett, the inbounder on the near side wing, trying to get it in, gets it into Gross from the near side elbow. Drives right. Bunger right, shot up, no good. Wanting the foul, not getting it. Here comes Strecker on the run. Gives it to Feldman. Pulls up for 3 in transition. That's off the backboard. No good. Rebound, Ashley Dollinghouse. Sure, not the shot that Coach Rolfs wanted in transition. In 1 minute to go in the quarter. Ashton Dollinghouse hands it off to Hattie Gross. Over to the left. Hands it off to Lexi Dollinghouse. Gives it back to Riley Ebert. Driving right. Bounce pass. Ashton Dollinghouse to the far side short corner. Loses it. Poked away by Strecker into the hands of Feldman. The 6-1 sophomore brings it up. Pass the far side. Floater for Strecker. Good. Adeline Strecker off the bench with 5 points. Gives Little River a 14-11 lead. 35 seconds left first quarter. Ebert. Defended by Strecker in the backcourt. Dollinghouse trying to get it across and does so. Lob it up for Hattie Gross, far side wing. Not about the 3, now holds on to it. Looks to her left. On the top of the key. Backing down Feldman. Is up her dribble, pulls up fadeaway jumper. That's no good. A little bit short. Rebound for Lafferty. 10 seconds to go. Little River trying to add on to their lead here. You got 8 seconds. Lost that 4, now 5 seconds. spins with 3 seconds. Lose that nice steal by Gross, and that's how the quarter comes to a close. Little River with a 14-11 lead after 8 minutes. Back here in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmaldley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
FM KMZA.
Frankfurt trails 14-11 as we go to quarter number two, class 181 state championship game. 7 points for Sydney Wapp in the opening quarter. Frankfurt shooting 55% from the floor, and Little River shooting 50%. And the Redskins have the ball to start out quarter number two. 5 points for Erica Feldman, and 5 points for Streckler off the bench, and a three is good. Far side wing for Salen Raleigh. And as she checks in for the first time, she's a 5'10 freshman, and here's a steal on the press. Shut up is no good for Feldman, but she's fouled by Hattie Gross with 7:29 to go in the quarter. And a foul against Hattie is her first. So Feldman to the free throw line. First one for the lefty is good. Just the second free throw attempt of the game for Little River, and only the third combined. Not a whole lot of free throw shots so far. Doesn't mean it hasn't been physical. Second one's up. That one's no good. Long rebound goes to Emma Hardwick. Hattie Gross brings it up for the Wildcats. She will hand it off to Hardwick. Goes to her right. Takes the hand off to Eber. In trouble. She gives up her dribble. And she does get it off to Hattie Gross. Going left. Spin back to the middle. Shot up's getting bumped. And she'll go to the line to shoot two. Hattie Gross, a terrific free throw shooter at 77%. That foul goes against Adeline Strecker. That's her first. Gross with 4 points in the first quarter. First one on the way is good for the senior. Aubrey Olander checking back in for the Redskins and for Lafferty. Second one for Gross is no good. Rebound for Erica Feldman. And almost turned it over on now that pass. But the Redskins maintain possession. Here's Elena Eck. A quiet first quarter for her. Just 2 points. Here's a lob up. Nice pass for Aubrey Olander, but she misses the bunny. Rebound for Frankfurt. Frankfurt will take that as they trail 18-12. 6:43 to go second quarter. Gross basically playing as a post at the top of the key. Hands it off to Lexi Bellinghouse. Stopping just outside the free throw line. Gave this to Hardwick. Far side wing. Driving baseline. Crossed her footing on the floor. And kicking it up is Lexi Dollinghouse. Now that pass towards that corner. Gross saves from going out of bounds. Dollinghouse got it closer behind, but a foul is going to be called on a reach in against the Redskins. Second team foul. Now it will go against Elena Heck, her first. I don't think the officials did anything criminal there. I'm not quite sure what the officials are, or what the Redskins fans are not happy about. Here's the inbound. Dollinghouse, top of the key, bounce pass to Gross. Far side wing. Now puts on the floor. Defended by Stevenson. Back to Hardwick. Hands off to Gross. Driving left. Spins the outside. Pulls up 12-footer. Short. Rebound, Elena Eck. Eck brings up the far side. Now gets back towards the middle. Far side wing. Stevenson lobs it inside. Abriola enters, kicks it back out. Stevenson gets past Everett. Shot no good. Falling all the way. Loose on the floor. Swab kind of just threw it to Everett, who's on the floor, and it's timeout called by Frankfurt. Another smart timeout there for Coach Everett. And we will take it as well. Frankfurt trails 18-12 back in 30 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Save 20 cents a gallon with the DinoPay app when you fill up your fuel tank at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and also in Waterville and Blue Rapids. Download the DinoPay app and start saving today. Receive 20 cents off per gallon using your Mobile Advantage debit. Find all the details and start saving your 20 cents per gallon at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and in Waterville and Blue Rapids.
Kansaland Radio.
Frankfurt still looking for their first field goal make of the second quarter. They trail 18-12 with 5:43 to go in the second quarter. Here's Hardwick bringing it across half court. A little bit of a press for Little River. Everett inside the three-point line. Bounce pass. Gross. Drive. Left side. That shot's rejected by Aubrey Olander. Loose but picked up by Dollinghouse. That's Dollinghouse. Hands it back to Gross. Mid-range jumper. That's short. Kind of double clutch the shot. Left a little bit to be desired on that. Here's a pass. That's up ahead to Havana. Olander is too tall, and he goes out of bounds. Turnover back over to Frankfurt. Frankfurt kind of playing sped up a little bit. Not quite as lax as the first quarter. Sydney Watt hasn't really got that many touches in this quarter as well. She's in the game. Here's the inbound against the press to Hattie Gross. Actually, it's a full court man-to-man, so everybody will back it off. And Gross will bring it up. Hand off to Everett, top of the key. Man-to-man defense for the Redskins. Far side wing. Penetration Hardwick. Dish it off to Wapichi. Foul going up. And she'll go to the line with 5:04 to go in the half. That one goes against Aubrey Olander. That's her second. The two free throws for Sydney Walk. As mentioned, just under 70% from the free throw line. That one is good. She's got 8. Second one's up. That one's good as well. Makes it 18-14. 3 minutes gone here in the second quarter. Elena Eck brings it up. Cross half court. Far side, Havana Olander. Top of the key catch. Aubrey Olander to the near side of wing. Stevenson's pass too tall, but somehow finds the hands of Havana Olander. She's fouled going up on the far side block. A big time break for the Redskins. And that foul goes against Lexi Dollinghouse. That's her first. First free throw for Olander is good. And that's her first points of the ball game. Only one combined field goal make in this quarter. That was a 3 from Salen Raleigh right out of the gate. The opening seconds of the second quarter. Second free throw is good. Nothing but net for Havana Olander. Makes it back to a 6-point deficit for Frankfurt, 20-14. 4:48 to go, quarter number 2. Here's Everett, up the near side, across that fork. Double to the near side corner. Double team, bounce pass. It's thrown away by Aubrey Olander. Intended for Sydney Wong. Come back the other way. In transition, Havana Olander. And shot up, no good. Trying to take the charge was like the dong out. Something called, a rebound Sydney Wong off the mid. Bodies flying everywhere. There were 3 girls on the floor at the same time. Can we play on? Emma Hardwick, Hardwick hands it off to Gross. Screen left side, and that'll be a foul against Little River on the screen. And that looks like a pretty obvious call as blazing through the screen and just running over Sydney Wapp was Ashley Stevenson. And that'll be her first and team's 4th. Hardwick will inbound from the near side. Underneath the goal, lob it up for Hattie Gross, top of the key. Bounce back, Sydney Wapp high post, goes to work. Now bounce pass to Hattie Gross, low post. Squeezes through, double dribble. Receiving a double team, and she travels. 4:07 to go now in the second quarter. still a 6-point deficit for the Wildcats. In a rough quarter offensively for Frankfurt, just 3 points, all via free throws. Simon Wright is back. She gets bumped and fouled, and she'll go to the line to shoot two. The penetration by Elena Eck. The 5'6 senior guard will go to the line to shoot a pair. That foul goes against Leslie Dollinghouse, and that's her second. First one up is no good. As mentioned, it's been a rough day at the office for Elena Eck. Just 2 points for her. And now Ashley Dollinghouse will check in for Riley Ebert. A couple substitutions for the Redskins as well. Avery Lafferty checking in for Aubrey Olander. Savannah Olander comes to the bench as well. And Adeline Strecker subbing in for her. Second free throw is good. So Eck now with three. It's 21-14. Touchdown lead for the Redskins. Hardwick at half court by a double team. She gets rid of it to Hattie Gross. So goes to the near side, short corner. Now to the near side wing. Sydney walks to the top of the key to Emma Hardwick and calls out the play. Hand it off to Gross. A couple screens to get her open for three straight away off the dribble. That's short. And in the hands of Strecker on the rebound. Pushing it up ahead to Elena Eck. Near side, defended by Addie Gross. He'll drive around her. Dump it back. Lafferty back out to Strecker. Far side wing. Looks like a travel against Stevenson. Nothing called. Driving kick. Top of the key. Erica Feldman. 3:15 to go. Shot just outside the block. For Erica Feldman. She has 8. It's 23-14. Now the largest deficit of the game for Frankfurt. Action going now. Boarding a double team. Pass across that court to Hardwick. Driving right side. In the lane. Gets bumped. Nothing called. Shot off the side of the backboard. Out of bounds. It'll stay with the Wildcats. Riley Ebert will check in. Coming in for Alexa Dollinghouse. 2:56 to go in the second quarter now. Inbound for Hardwick. Up top to Gross. Top of the key. His upper dribble. And will not make a nice backdoor pass to Ashley Dollinghouse. She lays it up and in. Nice find from Hattie Gross. And there with 2:45 to go in the quarter. Finally getting their first field goal make. And it's 23-16. Little River is beating the Wildcats by 4 here in this quarter. Falling away to her right. Shot no good up the backboard by Strecker. Loose on the rebound. Picked up by Lafferty. Pass it back to Feldman. And now Eck goes to her. Crossover dribble. Goes to her right. Gets past defender. Layup. Good. Nice nifty move by Elena Eck. She has 5. 2:10 to go. 25-16. Frankfurt trailing. Ebert is bumped into by Avery Lafferty. If she would have just taken that charge, it would have been a charge. She ran right into her. But instead, it will be Lafferty who picks up her second. And Everett will go to the line to shoot a pair as they are now in the bonus. First free throw for Everett is good. Her first point of the ball game. Really a 57.6% free throw shooter. Get one more here. Try to get him back within 7. It's good. 5 of the 7 points for Frankfurt in this quarter have been via the free throw. They trail 25-18 with 2:06 to go in the second quarter. Class 181 Girls State Championship title game. Here in the Colby Event Center. Terrific venue for this event. Here's a drive. Should have been a pair there for the Redskins. Hardwick up ahead to Ashton Dollinghouse across that court far side wing. Back to Hardwick looking to penetrate. Double off pass. Ebert right back to Hardwick. Shot up high off the glass and in for Emma Hardwick for her first points of the game. It's 25-20. Just their second field goal make of the quarter. But the Wildcats are back within 5. 1:22 to go in the half. This is Kathleen Elwood with it. She'll give it up to Phelan Raleigh. To the far side wing, Strecker looking to penetrate. Drive, kick, three, near side wing on the way. Off the backboard and good for Kathleen Elwood. It is 28-20. Lucky break. Sometimes that's all you need, though. Hardwick avoids a steal. Pass to the right side to Ebert. She stopped the far side short corner. And a foul is called. And Coach Rolls is livid with the call. And that one will go against Raleigh. And that will be her first. And two free throws coming up for Breely. Stop, stop. First free throw is good. And Wop will check in. So will Tana Stoll as well. So check in for Ashton Dollinghouse. Three free throw makes for Everett so far this evening. Second one is good. He's 4 for 4. 28-22. Back to a two possession deficit. Inside the final minute in the second quarter. X across that court, calls out the play. Man-to-man defense for the Wildcats. Getting a screen going to a right pull-up jumper for X. Intended by Sydney Wap. It's a rejection. Rebound Ebert, and it's going to be a jump ball. Good job getting her hands in there with Phelan Raleigh. Possession arrow, though, favors the Wildcats. 38 seconds left. They would love a three-pointer to get back within one possession. Inbound against the press to Hardwick. Far side corner to the middle to Ebert. Back to Hardwick. Looking middle. Driving right instead across half court. Spins back to the middle. Pass to your side, Ebert. 30 seconds left. Hand it off to Hattie Groves. Dribbling right. Now 20 seconds. Back door pass. Ebert finds Wap and she's fouled going up. With 18.6 seconds left. And again, the Redskins crowd not happy. And that foul will go against Kathleen Elwood at her first. Avery Lafferty and Aubrey Olander, I believe, are the only two with two fouls. Kind of surprising how many fouls that Little River has accumulated, as that one is good for Sydney Walk. Sydney Walk with four free throw makes here in the first half. Second one's up. That one is good as well. 5 for 5. Team is 10 for 11 from the free throw line in the first half. We're back within four. 18.6 seconds left in the half. Here's Elena Eck, hoping for a stop right before the half. She brings it across half court. Down to the final 10 seconds. Goes left with 8. Pull up. Floater. No good, but she's fouled with 6.8 seconds left. And she'll go to the line to shoot 2. And that one will go against Sydney Wap, and that's her first. First free throw is too strong. Eck is now 1 for 3 from the free throw line. She was 12 for 16 yesterday. Second one is good, though. She's got 6. So 6.8 seconds left. They do have a chance to get within one possession if they can make a shot quickly. Going into the half. A roll it in to Hardwick. She'll pick it up. Across half court with 5. To the far side corner. 3 is rejected by Ebert at the bounds. 1.7 seconds left. So the Wildcats will still have a chance to get a shot off before the break. Ebert will inbound it on the far side in the corner. Again, 1.7 seconds left. Inbound to Groves. 3 at the buzzer. Short. And that will be it going into the break. It's Little River 29, Frankfurt 24, Class 1A D1. Groves, state championship game. We'll have our halftime report coming up next, brought to you by Highland Community College, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Have you ever wondered what a new kitchen, bath, or office would be like? But worried about your budget? Let Hilltop Creations cure your curiosity with free estimates, complete with computerized drawings. To see all the latest options and colors, give them a call. They'll come to your location and discuss what features, styles, and colors you'd like for a kitchen, bath, or office. To see all the latest options available for you, call Lynn and Gail Lears at Hilltop Creations,
785-336-3142.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Community Healthcare Systems offers outpatient specialty clinics in Holton, Onega, and St. Mary's. Visiting specialists offer appointments for allergy, immunology, audiology, cardiology, dermatology, ear, nose, and throat, orthopedics, oncology, pain management, podiatry, psychiatry, surgery, and urology. For more information, please contact their Onega, Holton, or St. Mary's clinics, or visit chcsks.org. Community Healthcare Systems, enriching the health and lives of the people they serve.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College, transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Halftime here in the Class 1A D1 Girls State Championship game with Frankfort trailing in Little River 29-24. Here in our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Well, after Little River scored the opening basket of the ball game, Frankfort went on a 7-0 run. That, however, would be the last time that the Wildcats would have a lead in the basketball game, as Little River got a 7-0 run right back. And they took a 9-7 lead, and the rest of the way they would have a 14-11 lead after the first 8 minutes. Sydney Wapp was stellar in that first quarter with 7 points. Hattie Gross also had 4. In the second quarter, it was free throws that kept the Wildcats in this game. They just made 2 field goals in the second quarter, but they made 9 free throws in the quarter. They shot 10-11 in the first half from the charity stripe. 91% to keep them within 5 at the break. Leading the way in scoring for the Wildcats is Sydney Wapp. She has 11 points, including 5 for 5 from the free throw line. 5 points for Hattie Gross. She is 1 for 2 from the free throw line, and she is just 2 for 7 from the floor. They need to get her going with her shots just in general if the team wants to have a chance to come back and win this one. And 4 points for Riley Ebert. All of hers have come from the free throw line. She has not missed yet, 4 for 4. Emma Hardwick and Ashlyn Donghouse both have a deuce. As for Little River, 8 points for Erica Feldman to lead the scoring for the Redskins. She is 3 for 4 from the floor. Also, 6 points for Elena Eck. She is just 2 of 5 shooting, 2 for 4 from the free throw line. Not her best effort. 5 points for Adeline Strecker. Also, 3 points each for Salen Raleigh and Kathleen Elwood, and 2 points apiece for Aubrey Olander and Havana Olander. Frankfort shot 38.9% as a team in the first half, and they were 0 for 4 from beyond the arc. No 3-point makes for the Wildcats. That has to change in the second quarter, especially with the length that they have inside. Got to be able to make some outside shots. As for Little River, they shot 41.7%. In total, 50% from beyond the arc, 3 for 6, and 66.7% from the free throw line, that's 6 for 9. Points in the paint, as expected, Little River winning in that category. They are outscoring them 10-2. Not ideal for Frankfurt, that is for sure. All right, let's step aside for a couple minutes. We'll be back here in just a few here in our Highland Community College halftime report. Close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. We'll take a look at scores going on across the area and break down this one in terms of what are some keys to the second half for the Wildcats. Back here in a few here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/techhome.
Don't let the uncertainty of livestock markets keep you awake at night. Farm Bureau Financial Services can help you protect your cattle and hogs with Livestock Risk Protection, LRP. Contact Kirk Peterson in Seneca, Kansas, or Anna Baker and see how we can help you protect your livestock operation and your bottom line. Now that's smarter insurance for agriculture.
Western Agricultural Insurance Company, an equal opportunity provider. See Kirk Peterson, your local Farm Bureau agent in Seneca.
It's almost time for the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on March 16th. With spots, crosses, and Burks, over 50 head to choose from. Contact Joe Lamberson today at 785-851-0781. Hope to see you there at the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on Saturday, March 16th.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Medicine is a special calling, and we would like to acknowledge our incredible medical staff in honor of Doctor's Day on March 30th. We would like to recognize Drs. Tony Barkowski, Jared Snyder, Heather Myers, and Alexander Hermish. Nurse practitioners Lori Leaker, Erica Winkler, Alexis Solomer, Erica Blesher, and Tiffany Engelken. Physician's assistants Sherry Wessel, Marcy Evans, and Jeremy Brandt. And our CRNA, Harry Stewart, for their hard work and dedication and loyalty to our patients. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
KMZA.
Colby, 181 girls state championship game. Frankfort trails Little River 29-24. Other area games going on right now. Silver Lake in the 3A girls state championship leading Heston 32-31 at halftime. That's on 103.9 FM KNZA. Brandon Tadman on the call on that one. Also, Hanover up 29-18 over Lebo in the 182 girls state championship game. Anna Judiman, 18 points just for her, as she has got the same amount of points as Lebo did in the first half. Pretty impressive stuff for Anna Judiman. Also, games have finalized. Riverside falling in the Class 2A girls state championship to Wichita Independent, 58-39. Australia winning third place here in Colby. Third place game, 58-52 score as they defeat South Gray. Valley Heights falls short in their third place game. That was in Dodge City to St. Mary's Colgan, 58-47, Class 2A. In Class 4A, boys, Atchison, they defeat Baldwin in the third place game, 61-50. And the Axel boys, third place, after falling in third place game last year, they win it this year against Dighton, 80-72. And we're back here with the third quarter. First possession of the half will go to the Redskins. We are underway. Elena Eck, top of the key. Calls out the play, pass to near side wing to Stevenson. Aubrey Olander, the far side wing, Havana Olander. Dribbles middle, stops the elbow, hands it off. Find the back dribble to the top of the key, Havana for three. No good off the left side. Offensive rebound for Aubrey Olander. Gives it right back to Havana Olander on the run. Shot up, no good. A rebound, Sidney Watt trying to fight off some Redskins and out of bounds. We're going to say last touch by Little River. She got hit in the lip. A little bit of blood, but it's like nothing called other than just being trained for basketball. Dress is on for the Redskins. To Gross. Pass across that court to Ebert. Up the near side. Bounce pass to Hattie Gross. And he passes back to Emma Hardwick. And I'll set the offense here. Bounce pass. Then it gets past Hattie Gross. That's a turnover. Back to the Redskins. Both teams start off with a couple missed opportunities here in this third quarter. Elena Eck calls out the play, brings it up against the 1-3-1 zone for the Wildcats. Pass to the near side corner, caught by Stevenson, dribbles towards the middle, lob to the far side wing for Eck. Trying to keep her to the right side is Hattie Gross playing at the top of that 1-3-1, playing all the way out about 30 feet away from the basket. Lob to the near side for Olander, lob a high pass, it's deflected by Alexi Donghouse, it's thrown away by Hattie Gross. Cross that court. Near side wing. Ever wants to drive baseline. Stop there. Bounce pass. Sidney Watt. Top of the key pass to Hardwick. Looking to drive. Pass to Watt. Top of the key with it. Now the near side wing. Hardwick drives. Gets bumped and then called high up the glass. And good. Falling into her defender. Tough shot for Emma Hardwick. Her second basket of the game. She has four. And it's now 29-26. Three-point deficit for the Wildcats. Back to the 1-3-1. Eck about the three, and it gives up to the corner. Driving middle is Stevenson. Back to Eck. Almost lost it. Gives up Olander. Floater high off the glass. No good. And loose picked up by Hardwick, taking it away from Erica Feldman. Here comes Everett up the near side. A chance to tie it if they can knock down a triple. Hardwick dribbles to the top of the key, and Coach Everett calls out the play. Hands it off to Greeley Everett. Goes left. Looking to drive, now reverses course back out to the perimeter, to the far side wing. Watt goes inside, now gives up her dribble, stops the key for Gross. Driving, left side pull-up jumper, got a hit in the hand, nothing called, a shot no good. Gross wanted the foul, not going to get it though, rebound for the Redskins. Eck across that court, once again, 1-3-1 zone on. Far side corner catch, Vanna Olander, out to Eck, out of the near side, three on the way, Erica Feldman, that's short. Going to get her on miss, and she does so successfully. A pull-up jumper, no good from 15 feet. And it looks like Emma Hardwick has interfered pretty hard with the over. Aubrey Olander goes out of bounds for the Wildcat. Aubrey Olander was kind of draping over top of Hardwick. Nothing was called. But either way, the Wildcats will get the basketball. 4:53 to go, third quarter. Gross bounce pass back to Greeley Everett. Up ahead, cross that court to Emma Hardwick. Crossbow pass, far side, Hattie Gross. Puts up a three on the way. No good. Halfway down, popping out of there. And out of bounds, last touch by Erica Feldman. Coach Everett calls out the play over on the far side. Inbound for Hardwick. Looking for somebody here. Cutting across the middle, making the catch. And Dollinghouse shot in the paint is good. Big time for Alexi Dollinghouse to get her first basket of the game, and the Wildcats are within one. 29-28, 4:25 to go, third quarter. Little River still hasn't scored in this third quarter. Bob inside, into Aubrey Olander, kick it back out. Elena Eck had a tough time holding on to it. She secures it, brings it to the middle of the floor. Back to a man-to-man defense. Got the key for Feldman, now the far side of wing for Kathleen Elwood. Elwood, pass deflected by Everett, and thrown away by Everett. Chance to take the lead here. They haven't had a lead since they were up 7-6. Going right, Everett, back out to the perimeter. Bounce pass out to Gross, top the key. The far side wing for Emma Hardwick. Top the key pass, Dollinghouse. Bounce pass, Hattie Gross inside to Wong. Shot. shot up. Going off the glass on the right side. And Frankfurt with the lead. Sydney Watt with her first basket since the first quarter. She's got 13. It's 30-29 Frankfurt. A 6-0 run to start the second half. Near side corner catch. Driving baseline is Stryker bounce pass. That's broken up, but a reaching foul called against the Wildcats. And that one's going to go against Sydney Wapp, and that's her second. Aubrey Olander and Kathleen Elwood to the bench. Lafferty in the game for the first time this half. So is Salen Raleigh. Lobbing the inbound to Raleigh, far side, to the near side, to Strecker. Raleigh calls out the play, defended loosely by Lexi Dollinghouse. Top of the key, dribbles right. The top for Feldman, three off the catch. That's no good, too strong. Rebound, Emma Hardwick near the free throw line. To the near side wing, Greeley Ebert, 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Frankfurt with a 30-29 lead. They have shut out the Redskins here in the third quarter. Here's Ebert now, defended by Eck. To Sydney Wapp, defended by Lafferty. To Hardwick, lob inside, nice make, move by Dollinghouse, who lays it in on the left side. She sealed off her defender with her left. And laid it up and in. It's 32-29 Wildcats. An 8-0 run to start this third quarter. Near side wing pass. Raleigh driving baseline. Pass Dollinghouse. Stops in the short corner. Kicks it out. Strecker driving middle. Drive. Kick. Far side. Three on the way to tie it. Short. Rebound. Breeley Ebert. 2:17 to go in the third. And Hardwick will bring it up. What a quarter. By the Wildcats, trying to keep it up. Brian Ebert calls out the play. Bounce pass, far side wing, Hattie Gross. The senior to the top, the key to Lexi Dollinghouse. Bounce pass, near side, Emma Hardwick. Sydney Wapp working the interior on Lafferty. Top the key catch, Ebert. Nice fake, she'll drive. Bounce pass through, double team shot for Gross. It's good and one! Hattie Gross makes it a 10-0 run for the Wildcats. What a pass through the double team by Lexi Dollinghouse. And Gross finishes off the right side. And actually, Stevenson will check in. Come in for Salen Raleigh. Gross to cap off the three-point play. Free throw on the way. That is good. First free throw attempt of the second half. They are 11 for 12 from the free throw line as a team here this evening. 35-29 Frankfurt. 11-0 run. Knocked off the hair a little bit. Here's a mid-range jumper. No good for Eck, but she fouled the arm from 12 feet away. And she'll go to the line to try to get Little River on the board for the first time here in the third quarter. First free throw is good. And there is the first point of the second half for the Little River Redskins. 1:35 to go. Second one is good. One thirty-five remaining in quarter number three. Franklin with a 4-point lead. Hardwick double teamed in the press, trying to get some separation. She lost it. Steal by Raleigh. Gives it up to X, who lays it in. Now four unanswered points. It's now a 2-point lead for the Wildcats. Gross. Now against the press at the far side. Lob up ahead to Hardwick, and that's caught. Crossover pass near side, Ebert. Driving baseline. Double pass, Wapp. Shot up over the left side is good. Sydney Wapp has 15. It's 37-33, Wildcats. Wildcats about scored the Redskins 13-4 in the quarter. X butts up for three at the dribble. That short, long rebound into the hands of Emma Hardwick. 55 seconds left to go in the quarter. Cross half court. Hardwick goes to work. We'll hand it off to Hattie Gross. Corner catch. Hardwick looking inside for Wapp. They give it to her. Just outside the block in the short corner. Cross court pass, far side corner. Ever for three. On the way. Too strong. And a rebound for Lafferty. 30 seconds left. And Raleigh calls out the play. Going to her right, the far side with 20 seconds left. Now the near side for Strecker. She's got 15, and now to Elena Eck. 37-33 Frankfurt. 10 seconds left for Eck, dribbling to the right. Now with 8. Holding on to it. 5 seconds left. Near side crossover pass. Strecker, now with 3 seconds, pulls up for 3 at the buzzer. That's no good off the backboard. And Frankfurt with a 4-point lead going into the fourth quarter. Can Frankfurt get their first ever state title? Be back to find out after 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
It's time to think about the future with United Bank and Trust in our individual retirement accounts, or IRA options. We understand that retirement planning can seem overwhelming. Just imagine having your dreams of a peaceful and secure retirement become a reality. So visit our website or local branch today. At United Bank and Trust, let us be your partners towards a secure future and a comfortable life after work. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
KMZA.
We go to the fourth quarter, and Frankfurt with a 37-33 lead over Little River. And Frankfurt with the first possession, and we're back underway. Everett looking for the inbound, lobs up for Hardwick, and that is tipped by Eck, and can't quite hold on to it. She loses it out of bounds. It'll be Frankfurt basketball. Good hustle, though, by Elena Eck. So Frankfurt outscored Little River 13-4 in that quarter. Wildcats are shooting 48.1% on the day compared to 30% for Little River. Wildcats are also 11-for-12 from the free throw line here tonight. 15 points for City Wap to lead all scorers. And here is Hattie Gross, sidesteps double defenders. Wild shot, no good, falling over, nothing called. Here come the Redskins. Lob for Havana Olander, up for Aubrey Olander, jump ball. Beautifully done by Hattie Gross to step in there. Meanwhile, for the Redskins, 10 points for Elena Eck. She is the only person to score in that third quarter at all four of their points. Eck, the inbounder, lobs it into Aubrey Olander. Out to Eck, far side corner. Defended by Hardwick. Good job, taking the charge! And she got the call, too. She stepped in front of her and took the charge. And that will be Eck's second personal foul. And the first team foul with 7:27 to go in the ballgame. 37-33 Frankfurt. Bringing up the length of the floor against the press. Everett bounced pass on the inbound to Emma Hardwick. Hits Hardwick twice before ending to the senior's hand. She'll bring it up. Defended by Stevenson, gives up to Greeley Everett, who's defended by Havana Olander. To City Wap, from about 25 feet away, far side wing catch for Hardwick. Back to Wap. Thought about a three, but holds onto it, and her pass is almost thrown away, but Olander couldn't hold it. Hold on to it as it goes off her knee out of bounds. It'll stay with the Wildcats. It'll be in the backcourt on the inbound. 56 seconds have come and gone here in this fourth quarter. So Greeley Everett gets it into Hattie Gross. Gross defended by Stevenson. Hands it off to Emma Hardwick. Bounce pass, Sydney Walk. Gross working the interior, pass to her. Right side block, shot up, getting separation, and lays it in! Hattie Gross has 10, first back to the fourth quarter, back to a 6-point lead for the Wildcats. And a timeout called by Little River. 39-33, Frankfurt, 6:36 to go, back in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Get your garden seed this year at Soother Building Supply in Seneca. They have bulk garden seed as usual, and this year they're also stocking individual seed packages. See their great display and selection. Get your garden seed planned and growing with quality seed from Soother Building Supply. And if you need any hand tools, hoses, or other accessories, they can help you with that too. Stop in Soother Building Supply and look over their garden seed selection and get your garden growing. Soother Building Supply in Seneca.
Hoppin', let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
To provide service after the sale at Honeyman Ford in Seneca, they've expanded more service bays, more factory-authorized Ford parts, and more Ford factory-trained and certified technicians are ready to help you with your maintenance and repair. Let Honeyman Ford in Seneca be the place you buy your next vehicle, and you too can enjoy the results of their expanded services.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
92.1 FM, KMZA.
39-33, our score. Frankfort with the lead over Little River. Plus 181, Girls State Championship game here in Colby. Redskin basketball out of the break. Somehow called by Cy Rolfe, the head coach for the Redskins. Here's a three, no good, straight away. Rebound, Emma Harwick off the bench. America Feldman going to maneuver through traffic to bring it up. And met before half court by Elena Eck. Gets away from her. Harwick with her left. Is off to Addie Gross, top of the key. Near side wings for Hardwick, going right. Stops the short corner. In trouble, throws up a wild shot. That's no good. Rebound Feldman. Eck brings it up. Near side corner catch, Havana Olander. Back out to Eck. Crossbow pass, far side. Three on the way. That's no good for Strecker. Long rebound, Emma Hardwick again. How about Emma Hardwick? The point guard taking care of business on the board. Doing that a lot today. Hardwick trying to get away from Eck once again. Hand off to Gross. Driving left. Kick far side corner for Lexi Dollinghouse. Back to Hardwick. Emma Hardwick, what a great game for her. 4 points. Doing things right off the ball, though. Here's a three. Step back. That's going to be short. Just grazing the net. The rim, excuse me, for Hattie Gross. 5:20 to go in the game. 6 point Frankfort lead. Near side. Eck. Olander back to Eck. Not a lot of movement offensively for the Redskins. Feldman's going to drive right. Gets that Harwick shot on the run. No good. Tips loose. Picked up by Lexi Dollinghouse. Gets back to Sydney Wop, and Hattie Gross will bring it up. With 5 minutes to go, Frankfort trying to hold on to their lead and get to their first ever state title in school history. And off to Greeley Evers. Spins back towards the middle. Hands it off to Hardwick. On the near side. Dribbles with her left. Out to Gross. Thought about it. Now she's going to drive with her left. Floater on the way. Caught off the rim three times. But it went home. She's got 12. It's 41-33. Their largest lead in the game. Big time players make big time plays and big time moments. Addie Gross has done just that. She has all four of the team's points in the fourth quarter. Meanwhile, the defense has only allowed 4 points in the second half. Here's a three. No good by Erica Feldman. Loose on the rebound, but it's going to be picked up by Elena Eck. Second chance for the Redskins. Driving right. Stop. Shot over Hardwick is no good, but she's fouled and she'll go to the line to shoot two. And you heard me right. The Redskins have played almost 12 minutes of basketball in the second half. Only have 4 points to show for it. And Little River had a 29-24 lead at halftime. First free throw for Eck is good. She's got 11 now. She's 5-for-7 from the free throw line. Second free throw. That one spinning in there. She's now at 12. It is 41-35. 4:07 to go in the game. Here's Ebert. Middle of the floor, out to Gross, far side. Trying to get across that court, and double dribble. Caught on Hattie Gross. And it will be Redskin basketball. Redskins have just one field goal make in the second half. Past the halfway mark in this fourth quarter. Frankfort is outscored Little River 4-2 in the quarter. Polo jumper shot up for Elena Eck. That one no good. Rebound for Lexi Dollinghouse. And Emma Hardwick in some pain. And now a deflection out of bounds by Elena Eck. 3:41 to go. Hard to tell what she injured. It might be, I think, maybe her right leg. And timeout's going to be called by Frankfurt. We'll take it as well. 41-35, Frankfurt with the lead. 60-second break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Telephone Lifeline Program, often referred to as Lifeline, is a government initiative aimed at providing affordable telephone service to low-income individuals and their families. It ensures that everybody has access to basic communication services. Lifeline offers discounted phone services to eligible participants, helping bridge the digital divide and promote inclusivity. Contact JBN Telephone Company today at 785-866-2310 to see if you qualify. JBN Telephone Company, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
FM, KMZA.
3:41 left to go in the state title game. Class 181 girls state title game to be precise. Frankfurt with a 41-35 lead over Little River is Wildcat basketball. Hardwick staying in the game after getting dinged up on that last play. Buckler pass backside. Ever bounce back lob. High post kicks it out. Hardwick with it from the wing. To the near side, Addie Gross. Back to Hardwick. And now slowly moving it around the perimeter. And now Gross will dribble backwards towards half court. Defended by Raleigh. Pass back to Hardwick. They're both going back and forth near half court. Wasting some time here. Handing it off. No field goals in this fourth quarter for the Redskins. Only one in the second half. Now Ever drives. Bounce pass. Far side corner catch for Lexi Donghouse. Kicks it out to Hattie Gross. Well done. Good ball movement. Putting on to the 6-point lead. Gross hands it off to Ebert. From the middle. Hand it off to Hardwick. Far side wing. Dribbles, now spins to the outside, and she threw it away. Oh, no, that should have been deflected. Looks like it was deflected. Wow, that's a missed call by the officials there. Looks to me like it was deflected. Everyone in the Frankfurt side saying the same thing, and it was a pretty darn obvious call that they just missed. 2:43 to go in the game. Frankfurt getting screwed by a call there. Redskin basketball. X driving. And a blocking foul. It could have been a travel, but they didn't call it. And it'll be another missed call by the officials with 2:35 to go. Eck the inbounder. Inbound far side corner. Three on the way for Feldman. No good. Loose on the floor. And it's going to be a jump ball and possession over for Frankfurt. So in the end, it ends up kind of canceling each other out, but man. That would have been really unfortunate if Little River would have scored off of two bad calls by the officials. So 2:29 to go. They hold on to their 41-35 lead. Ever trying to find an inbound, and that's 5 seconds. Both teams have three timeouts. Coach Ever trying not to use one there, or Greeley also could have used one there, does not use it. So now a chance for Little River to score here. Here's a lob, far side wing. High post catch, turnaround jumper, Aubrey Olander, no good. Sydney Wop with the rebound. That shot missed, pulled up 12 feet. Heidi Gross will bring it up. Defended by Strecker. Cross half court to the far side. Hands it off to Emma Hardwick. If she had a poked away by Eck, and she gets a steal. Breakaway layup, right side, good. And a timeout called by the Redskins at 41-37. With 2:05 left to go, it's a 60-second timeout. We'll be back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Save 20 cents a gallon with the DinoPay app when you fill up your fuel tank at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and also in Waterville and Blue Rapids. Download the DinoPay app and start saving today. Receive 20 cents off per gallon using your Mobile Advantage debit. Find all the details and start saving your 20 cents per gallon at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and in Waterville and Blue Rapids.
Have you ever wondered what a new kitchen, bath, or office would be like, but worried about your budget? Let Hilltop Creations cure your curiosity with free estimates, complete with computerized drawings. To see all the latest options and colors, give them a call. They'll come to your location and discuss what features, styles, and colors you'd like for a kitchen, bath, or office. To see all the latest options available for you, call Lynn and Gail Lears at Hilltop Creations, 785-336-3142.
Kansaland Radio.
2:05 left to go in the ball game. Frankfort ball. They lead it 41-37. And just before the break, the first field goal of the quarter from Little River. Nice pass through a double team by Emma Hardwick to get it to Greeley. Emma brings it across that court, trying to avoid a double team. Get through the double team. Pass to the far side corner, Dollinghouse. Then they hold on to it. Very well done, beating the press. Emma Hardwick now with it. Far side, they're going to play keep away. Daddy Gross. And Gross pass to Emma Hardwick. She's going to drive middle. Kick near side. Three on the way. Greeley Everett. Good! Greeley Everett. Ice in her veins. She's got seven. And that's the first three-point make of the game for Frankfort. It's 44-37. Driving kick near side corner. Raleigh trying to respond. That's no good. Long rebound tip by Hardwick. In Greeley Everett. 1:20 to go. Three possession lead for the Wildcats. And Everett is stripped up near half court. And they call the foul. That one goes against Adeline Strecker. And that is just the second foul of the quarter for Little River. So they got a few fouls to give here. And the inbound goes to Hattie Gross. Near side wing, getting ground pressure. 1:10 to go to Ebert, near side wing. And she gets hit and fouled again with 1:07 to go. What a big time shot by Greeley Ebert, and timeout is called. And we will take it as well as a 60-second break. 1:07 remaining, 44-37. Frankfort, 67 seconds away from the state title. You're on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/techhome.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
KMZA.
1 minute left to go, and now a foul against Little River. Hattie Gross gets bumped into by Adeline Strecker. That'll be her third, and team foul number four. And Lynn Bennett on the side. 44-37 Frankfort. Big time three-point shot by Greeley Everett with 1:30 to go. Their first three-point make of the game. Put them up by seven. Here's the inbound in the backcourt to Everett. And Everett gets across half court and reach-in foul against Stevenson. That'll put her at the free throw line. This is a Frankfort team that has had so much success from the free throw line this season, last season, under head coach Brian Everett. So well disciplined at the charity stripe. That one's no good, though. That's just their second miss from the free throw line of the game. They're now 11 for 13. 54 seconds left, three possession lead for the Wildcats. Second one is good. She's 5 for 6 from the free throw line. She's got 8. It's 45-37. 50 seconds to go in the ball game. Far side, Eck drives middle, stop, pop. No good, left side, rebound, loose. Picked up by Hattie Gross. Trying to get away from everybody. Now she gets loose on the floor, and they call it travel. She kind of dribbled it off of Sydney Wop's leg, and it will go to the Redskins with 38.9 seconds left. It's 45-37, tied for their largest lead of the game. Near side wing inbounder is Savannah Olander. Gets it into Eck. The top of the key. Pass it back to Strecker. To Olander, going to fire a 3. Good. And timeout called by Little River. They have 2 left. It's 45-40 with 30.3 seconds left. And we will step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Community Healthcare Systems offers outpatient specialty clinics in Holton, Onega, and St. Mary's. Visiting specialists offer appointments for allergy, immunology, audiology, cardiology, dermatology, ear, nose, and throat, orthopedics, oncology, pain management, podiatry, psychiatry, surgery, and urology. For more information, please contact their Onega, Holton, or St. Mary's clinics, or visit chcsks.org. Community Healthcare Systems, enriching the health and lives of the people they serve.
KMZA.
45-40. Frankfort leading Little River. 31.9 seconds left. Class 181 Girls State Championship game here at the Colby Event Center. Jared Sluppy with you. Kirk Hillman back in the booth. Frankfort with the ball. I think they call it a jump ball. I think they call it a travel. As the inbound goes to Hattie Gross, and she's fouled. I could have swore that they called a travel on Hattie Gross. But instead, it was Frankfort basketball. The free throw's coming up for Hattie. She is 2 for 3 on the day from the free throw line. 12 points for her. Second on the team and scoring only behind Sydney Wapp. First one is good. Aubrey Olander in. Erica Feldman in. Salen Raleigh out. Ashley Stevenson out. Second one is good. 47-40. 27 seconds left. Frankfort. Just mere seconds away from a state title. That's no good. Loose picked up by Alexi Dollinghouse off the missed 3 by Elena Eck. 20 seconds left. Hattie Gross is hit. She'll pass it up ahead to Harvick because there's no foul called. 12 seconds left. Gets hit again. Nothing called. Pass to Hattie Gross. 10 seconds left. Gross holds onto it. Reach in. No call. Pass forward side into Harvick. Pass to where she wasn't looking. She was celebrating. It throws it away with 3.8 seconds left. But that is pretty much going to do it. Frankfort is going to win state, and now it's a couple substitutions. Kenneth Stoll will come in, and so will Caitlin Combs as well. Sydney Wapp will exit, and so will Lexi Dolling out. 47-40, Frankfort. Now a couple more substitutions for the Redskins. Evie Look in the game. And Kami Grasser in as well. And now officials talking with the scorers table. And it'll be a technical foul against Frankfort due to a number that was not submitted, I believe. Let's say a technical foul by the pure meaning of the word. 3.8 seconds left. Again, this is due to an issue with jerseys and jersey numbers. The numbers that were submitted to the scores table were incorrect. The free throws are coming up here for Cammie Grasser, 5'7" senior. fantastic senior class that this Frankfurt team has this year. Sydney Wapp, incredible game today, 15 points for her. Emma Hardwick, Tana Stoll, Hattie Gross, Lexi Dollinghouse, and Caitlin Combs. First free throw is good. And they're going to get a state title in their senior season. Second one on the way. That one is no good. So for the second consecutive year, we will have first-time champions out of the Twin Valley League at the Class 1A Division 1 level. Last year was Donovan West, and this year it is the Frankfurt Wildcats. With 3.8 seconds left, Patty Gross checking out. One more substitution to get Macy Watts into the game. She will come in for Emma Hardwick, giving her a round of applause as well. What a game this has been. They trailed at halftime 29-24. A huge third quarter outscoring them 13-4. There's the inbound. 3 seconds left. 2-1. And Frankfurt, you can celebrate. You got a state champion. 47-41 final. An incredible season for Brian Ebert and his incredible staff and team celebrating on the sideline. Let's go ahead and step aside for a break and come back with our post-game show. Come up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Got your money to Friday,
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
If you find yourself wondering, but do I really need life insurance? The short answer is yes. But actually, it's no. You don't need it. Your family needs it. The answer may be a bit more personal and includes things like car payments, student loan debt, mortgage protection, or even a farm operating note. No matter where you are in life or what your expenses may be that could be left behind, having life insurance in place to protect your family is a smart move.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. See Kirk Peterson, your local Farm Bureau agent in Seneca.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limpcool, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
It's almost time for the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on March 16th. With spots, crosses, and bergs, over 50 head to choose from. Contact Joe Lamberson today at 785-851-0781. Hope to see you there at the Lamberson Show Pick Sale in Wetmore on Saturday, March 16th.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfurt, wishes good luck to the Frankfurt Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfurt.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
At Honeyman Ford in Seneca, they've expanded their service base to handle whatever you require, from simple oil changes and maintenance jobs to the most complex services needed. Honeyman Ford has made the investment in buildings and factory Ford trained technicians that make it easier and faster for you. Just one more reason to buy at Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
The Frankfurt Wildcats are state champions 2023-2024. What an incredible season for Brian Ebert and his team as they win it here this evening, 47-41. against Little River. And I tell you what, it was that tremendous effort in the third quarter and just in the second half overall. They held Little River to 12 points in the second half, just 4 in the third and 8 in the fourth for the first 12 minutes of the, actually the first 14 minutes of the second half. Little River had just one field goal made. As there's a celebration for the Wildcats, is Brian Everett telling the crowd to get fired up as he has a medal in his left hand and firing up the crowd with his right as he's going to start handing out some medals to his incredible team. I think the biggest thing, though, ultimately, was points in the paint. Frankfurt actually outscored Little River in points in the paint in this game 14-10. And they outscored them in the second half in the paint, if I can find the second half. So it would be, it was 10-2, so they outscored them 12-2 in the second half at points to paint. That is massive, especially with the incredible length of Aubrey Olander, Avery Lafferty, I mean, Erica Feldman as well. I mean, you throw any name out there for Little River, they have a bunch of girls over 5'10 and 6 foot, but they were unable to get them going in the second half thanks to some great defense inside. And the Redskins were unable to make some threes down the stretch as well. And as we kind of shift to looking at the full stat for today's contest, starting off with the 14 points for Elena Eck. She scored 5 of the team's 8 points. Actually, scratch that, she scored 9 of the team's 12 points in the second half. So again, she finishes with 14. Also, 8 points for Erica Feldman, 5 points apiece for Havana Olander and Adeline Strecker, and 3 points apiece for Salen Raleigh and Kathleen Elwood, and 2 points for Aubrey Olander. And as for the Wildcats, leading the win, scoring 15 points for Sydney Watt. Mentioned that before the game, they need to get her going early and often. She did just that. Here on our post-game show brought to you by BR North Real Estate, she's your player of the game, brought to you by DePalma State Bank. She goes 5-for-6 from the floor and 5-for-5 from the free throw line. She was clutch in every aspect of the word. As there, the Wildcats holding on to the trophy at midcourt, jumping up and down and celebrating their first ever state title. As today was their first state title appearance since 1981. They can put that in the trophy case after a long drive back to Northeast Kansas. Continuing on with final stats here in this one. 14 points for Hattie Gross. She was 4-for-6 from the free throw line, 4-of-14 shooting, 0-for-4 from beyond the arc, but 4-of-5 from the free throw line. Also, Greeley Everett, she had 8 points in the win. She was 5-of-6 from the free throw line. Also, 4 points apiece for Emma Hardwick and Lexi Dollinghouse. Hardwick had 8 rebounds. The point guard for Frankfurt with 8 rebounds. Really good stuff from her. And she was 5-for-6 from the free throw line. Lexi Dollinghouse, a solid day for her. She had all of her points in the third quarter. And 2 points for Ashley Dollinghouse. And it all summates to a 47-41 victory for the Frankfurt Wildcats, victors over Little River. As for some of the team stats, mention the free throws. They shot 14-for-16 from the free throw line. It's 87.5%. 10 of 11. In the first half, that was huge to kind of keep them in it when they weren't getting it going from anywhere else. They were making free throws, and then they ended up shooting 47.1% from the floor. They shot 16-for-34, and the threes weren't really working. It was a 1-for-8 from beyond the arc, but that three, that was a clutch one from Breeley Everett with 1:30 to go from a 41-37 lead to a 44-37 lead, and that one was one of the big difference makers in this one. So Frankfurt, state champs 2023-2024. What an incredible season. They win the sub-state championship against Clifton Clyde to get here. Not an easy thing to do. And they actually win by the same score as they beat Clifton Clyde in the sub-state championship, funny enough, 47-41. Remarkable stuff, remarkable season. Hope to get a hold of Brian Everts, and we'll get an interview with him at some point later, and we'll be posting that on our website at mscsports.net. And it's time to celebrate, Frankfurt, Kansas. You have a state champion, and they win at 47-41 here in Colby. Well, that's going to do it here this evening. Thank you so much for tuning in. Jared Slubby, Kurt coming back in the booth. That's going to wrap up our coverage for state basketball here in 2024. We'll be back with some spring sports as well, so we'll be sure to get our schedules and whatnot out to you very soon in that regard. But that's going to do it for our winter season. Thank you so much for tuning in here this evening. Jared Fluffy, Kurt Stillman back in the booth here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.